Years back, there was a teacher in another Buddhist tradition who wrote a book criticizing spiritual materialism, the idea that you would practice in order to gain something. Now, it's worth noting that this teacher belonged to a tradition where the students were expected to sacrifice everything for their teachers, even their sense of right and wrong. So it's no surprise that this teaching is at odds with what the Buddha actually taught. He would actually speak in terms of the treasures you gain as part of the practice, the rewards that would come from giving, from practicing the precepts, from meditation. You give up things, but you get something in return. There's a passage on generosity that discusses the different motivations for giving and the rewards that come from those different motivations. The lowest is, I'll get this back, perhaps with interest. That gets you to the heaven of the four great kings. Then there are higher motivations. Giving is good. Or it's simply, it's not right that I have more than enough and other people don't have enough. Or simply because it makes the mind serene. You think less and less in terms of material rewards. But you still get rewards. Your higher levels of heaven when you pass away, even when giving is just an ornament of the mind, without any thought of any return, you reach the level of non-return. There's a famous story in the Buddhist tradition about Vaisundhara, the king who gives up the rain-giving elephant, gives up a few other things, and the people in his kingdom are upset with him, so they drive him out. So he goes out into the forest, just with his wife and his children. He made a vow that if anyone asked him for anything, he would give it up. That's why he gave up the rain-giving elephant. Someone comes and asks for his children, and the person asking for them is pretty cruel. So there's a heart-rending scene where he and his wife sacrifice their children, give them to this Brahmin who's going to mistreat them. Indra sees this as concerned that he's going to be giving up his wife at some point. So he comes down as a Brahmin, asks for the wife. Another cheerful scene where Vaisundhara finally gives up his wife. Then the Brahmin turns back into Indra and says, look, okay, now that she's mine, I'm going to place her in safekeeping with you. You can't give her to anybody. And then the rest of the story is he gets everybody back. He gets his children back. He gets his kingdom back. And I've known some people who are disappointed. It was a great story of self-sacrifice, of giving up. But then he gets rewarded. But given the principle of karma, you can't help that. When you give things up, you get things in return. The question is, what kind of trade do you want to make? The ideal one is the one that's mentioned in the Tarakatha. I think it's Venerable Supiya. He says, I'll make a trade, the aging for the ageless, the burning for the unbound, the highest rest from the yoke. In other words, you trade whatever good things you have, in terms of material things, in terms of qualities of the mind, for the sake of something that doesn't change. Because otherwise you just make trades within samsara. We know what samsara is like. You keep wandering on, up and down, and you go nowhere. You have some pleasures, and then they just disappear, like water between your fingers. But you aim at making a trade for the deathless. In other words, you trade your material comfort, the comfort of sitting comfortably, and instead you're going to sit here meditating with your legs crossed for a long period of time. There'll be some pains. There'll be some difficulties. But you're willing to give up that comfort for something that's more solid. That kind of trade is worth it. And it's an interesting principle, that the more you try to hold on to, the more it gets ripped from your grasp. The more you let go, the more you get rewarded. As John Lee says, the things you give away, those are really yours. The things you try to hold on to, the world is going to take them back. So in giving, there is gaining. Just make sure that you have the right attitude as to what are the best things to give for what purpose. And don't be afraid of gaining things in return. Just learn how to use them wisely. You gain extra things from being generous, from being virtuous. Okay, this is John Fuang would say, use that merit to make more merit. In other words, invest your profits. Don't just eat them up. You've got the profits of conviction, sense of compunction, shame, virtue, learning, generosity, discernment. You gain these things. You can use them for all kinds of purposes. There are a lot of people who use their discernment just to gain more money. That's real waste. Use your discernment to find the deathless. Reinvest your noble treasures. And you find that the giving is in the is gaining. There's that famous story they tell about Lumbudun visiting Ajahn Suat one time at his cave temple. He spent a couple of days in seclusion, then came out, and before he left, he gave a Dharma talk. Part of the Dharma talk was that the things of the world come in pairs, but the Dharma is one thing clear through. He didn't say what that one thing was, but I think he was referring to the fact that every stage of the practice is giving. You give up things, you give up your preferences in terms of what kind of precepts you would like to break and what kind of precepts you don't care about. Anything that would go against the precepts, you give it up. You give up your defilements. But you gain at the same time. That's what makes it one thing clear through. The giving is gaining. So it's just a matter of asking yourself, what do you really want to gain? What kind of giving would give the best results? And think of that phrase. You're making a trade, the aging for the ageless, the burning for the unbound. That's probably the best trade there is.